Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, dengan dibukanya kembali perjalanan internasional, penting untuk memberitahu teman dan anggota keluarga yang akan berkunjung dari luar negeri tentang pemeriksaan perbatasan Australia yang sangat ketat. Undang-undang Biosecurity Australia melarang impor barang-barang tertentu yang mungkin tampak tidak berbahaya, namun dapat berdampak buruk pada lingkungan dan pertanian di Australia. Jika ketahuan mencoba membawa barang-barang terlarang itu tanpa melaporkan, orang-orang dapat menghadapi denda yang besar dan bahkan pembatalan visa. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic. Australia memiliki undang-undang dan prosedur biosecurity yang ketat untuk memastikan barang-barang yang memasuki perbatasan kita tidak membahayakan lingkungan yang unik dan industri pertanian kita. Departemen Pertanian, Air dan Lingkungan mengatur produk yang masuk ke dalam negeri melalui sistem Biosecurity Import Conditions atau disingkat BICON. Alan Shelf, manajer operasi di Bandara Brisbane, mengatakan bahwa semua pelancong bertanggung jawab untuk mengetahui tentang apa yang boleh dan tidak boleh mereka bawa ke negara ini dan mematuhi ketentuan impor dari negara ini. Ketika tiba dari luar negeri, semua penumpang harus melengkapi kartu masuk penumpang yang mencantumkan barang apa yang dapat menimbulkan risiko biosecurity dari makanan, produk hewani dan bahan tanaman, serta termasuk barang-barang dari kayu. Petugas biosecurity akan memeriksa barang yang dideklarasikan dan memutuskan apakah barang tersebut dapat dengan aman dibawa masuk ke negara ini atau memerlukan perawatan, ekspor atau pemusnahan. Self mengatakan, sementara banyak komoditas diizinkan masuk ke Australia, komoditas yang berisiko menimbulkan hama dan penyakit berbahaya dilarang masuk, kecuali jika mendapatkan izin khusus impor dari departemen.
Fresh fruit could bring in live insects or plant diseases that we don't have. Just to give you an example, a piece of fruit that entered Queensland a number of years ago brought in papaya fruit fly. And in one year alone, it was $20 million worth of lost exports to the Queensland economy through the introduction of that particular pest, just in mango exports to Japan alone. So it's really important that those kind of products don't come into Australia unless they're allowed to under special permission.
Australia telah bebas dari penyakit hewan seperti penyakit mulut dan kuku, flu burung H5N, dan demam babi Afrika. Wabah seperti itu dapat berdampak buruk pada ekonomi pertanian Australia. Self mengatakan, oleh karena itu, semua produk daging harus dideklarasikan.
So a piece of undeclared meat products such as dried beef or pork products, salamis or sausages, could introduce foot and mouth disease or African swine fever, which could cost Australian economy like billions of dollars to try and eradicate. So the consequences to everyone is a price of meat or pork products that you'll find in your supermarket would rise substantially if something like swine fever or foot and mouth got in. And of course, with less products being available on the shelf, the quality declines and the price goes up.
Penumpang yang datang dapat membawa ikan laut ke Australia selama isi perut dan insang ikan tersebut sudah dikeluarkan. Namun, ikan air tawar tidak diperbolehkan seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Self berikut ini.
You aren't allowed to bring filleted fish except for fish from freshwater species such as salmon and trout, but any sea fish or ocean fish, as long as they're filleted, there's no limit on them. But if you're going to bring the whole fish, it must be gutted and gilled. It must have the insides of the fish removed, and there's a 10 kilo limit on that. Once again, the disease-carrying aspects of the fish would be in the guts and gills of the particular fish.
Makanan lain termasuk produk susu, kue, madu, dan makanan laut harus diperiksa. Komoditas seperti beras, kacang-kacangan, dan benih tanaman umumnya dilarang memasuki negara ini untuk penggunaan pribadi.
Bags of rice, bags of pulses such as seeds, beans, chickpeas, soybeans, lentils, mung beans. These are all the things that Australia is really good at growing. And because we're good at growing, we're able to export our surplus stocks to the rest of the world. We're making money for the country. And so if you bring these commodities in from overseas, they could very well have new diseases. So crop seeds also, such as wheat, barley, raw peanuts, they also fit into that same category.
Seth menambahkan, kecuali disertai dengan izin impor yang sah, telur, hewan hidup, tumbuhan, steak, produk kayu, dan bahan hayati lainnya tidak diperbolehkan. Namun, benih untuk ditanam mungkin masih diizinkan.
Seeds for sowing must be declared, as they may be permitted, but we need to check our database to make sure that that particular species of seed is permissible or allowed to come into the country. And also, any seeds that anyone wants to bring in, they must be commercially packaged and must have the correct botanical name on the packaging so that we can check to make sure that particular species is permitted.
Jika Anda tertangkap tidak mendeklarasikan barang-barang yang berbahaya itu, maka dendanya sangat besar.
Those fines, they could range from $444 for small breaches, so not declaring wooden items, basketware, which could have insects, eggs, fresh eggs, $444. The next step of the fines is $332, which is 6 penalty units for, say, not declaring fresh fruit. Probably the most hefty fine that a biosecurity officer can issue on the spot is $2,600, and that would be for not declaring meat products.
Dan jika barang yang tidak dideklarasikan itu dianggap menimbulkan risiko biosecurity yang signifikan, maka pembawanya mungkin ditolak memasuki Australia.
So certain classifications of visas for entry into Australia could be jeopardized, and that could be student visas, 457 visas, transit visas, or just a tourist visa. We have had situations where these classifications of visas have been cancelled on arrival if we find non-Australian citizens fail to declare goods that could bring in significant disease risk.
Pejabat Inspektur Border Force Australia, Matthew Rowe, mengatakan para pelancong harus berhati-hati saat membeli souvenir tertentu dari luar negeri.
Well, any item that can cause harm to people in Australia is regulated in some way, and that's the job of the Australian Border Force, is to identify those goods at the border and make sure that they don't find their way into the community. So we often see weapons such as throwing stars, crossbows, knuckle dusters, other things that can be found in other parts of Asia that overseas sellers will often tell people they can bring into Australia, when in reality the goods are prohibited and the person may end up being fined or facing prosecution if they do bring them back in.
Demikian pula dengan membawa senjata api. Ro mengatakan Departemen Dalam Negeri harus memberikan izin tertulis sebelum mengimpor senjata api ke Australia.
So many items are controlled and can only be imported into Australia if you do have a permit. So firearms are an example of that. So for a permit to be issued by a relevant state or police force is what would be required to import a firearm into Australia.
Sementara itu, obat-obatan untuk penggunaan pribadi diperbolehkan. Namun, obat-obatan tersebut seringkali memerlukan resep atau surat dari dokter Anda yang ditulis dalam bahasa Inggris.
The importation of prescription drugs often requires a prescription from a doctor, for example, so it's important that people are paying attention to those types of things when bringing those goods across the border.
Rowe mengatakan, jika ragu, hal terbaik yang harus dilakukan adalah mendeklarasikan barang itu pada kartu penumpang masuk Anda dan mendekati petugas pasukan perbatasan Australia untuk meminta bantuan.
Well, if you do find yourself in an Australian airport with an item that they think might be illegal or prohibited, they should declare it on their incoming passenger card and speak to an ABF officer. If you're unsure, please declare it. We do have a wide range of translation cards available that can assist you, and we may also have an officer that does speak your language that can help you work through your IPC.
Untuk informasi lebih lanjut tentang barang apa yang dapat Anda bawa ke Australia, kunjungi situs web Departemen Pertanian, Air dan Lingkungan. Dan jika Anda berencana membawa minuman beralkohol, rokok, peralatan elektronik, dan barang berharga seperti perhiasan, hubungi Departemen Dalam Negeri Australia. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai apa yang dapat Anda bawa ke Australia yang disusun oleh Josipa Kosanovic untuk SBS dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.